First, though, cast your mind back to the days before coronavirus, when our news and social media was full of those harrowing pictures of the Australian bushfires and the impact that the fires had on homes and, indeed, wildlife. The world's media may have moved on, but the needs of those orphaned animals hasn't, so I'm pleased to say that now old Cumbrian work uniforms are helping baby kangaroos. I kid you not, this is absolutely true. Let's join BBC Radio Cumbria's Jenny Dennett, who's in Bonus on Windermere this morning. Morning, Jen.
I am, Mike. Yes, the seasons have turned since the bushfires of our winter into a beautiful spring morning here on Bowness Pier. We've got mist hanging over the twinkling lake, the orange glow of sunrise, and an audience of ducks and swans here just on the beach who have been lingering because I think they think they're going to get some breakfast, but unfortunately I wasn't duly armed. This is the headquarters here of Windermere Lake Cruises, and Janet Johnson works in the HR department at Windermere Lake Cruises, and in her former life was a kangaroo keeper at the zoo in Dalton. Janet, good morning. Just how important are kangaroos to you?
Good morning. Well, kangaroos, when you've worked with an animal, you get attached, whatever the animal. I just love the animals and hated to see what was happening out in Australia with the bushfires, the joeys being orphaned.
Because there were really harrowing scenes. I know my social media news feeds were particularly full of injured koalas, but kangaroos were just as badly affected, weren't they?
Yes, kangaroos would be affected as well because the animal instinct would be to run from the fires, and if they can't, if they're trapped, well, you can think of the outcome. It's horrible.
So how have you tried to help?
Well, I saw that on the Facebook page my friend was making kangaroo pouches for orphaned joeys, and I knew at Windermere Lake Cruises we had some old uniform. We changed colours in one of our cafes. I asked Jeff Elliott, the cafe manager, if I could use these. They were like polo shirts, materials, the good type for making pouches. Jeff was fine with it, so contacted my friend. We arranged for the polo shirts to be transported down to where Hazel now lives, and she made them into pouches, sent them to Australia.
And how do they work? So you've got the lovely soft polo fabric of those Windermere polo shirts, and how does that then become a joey pouch?
Well, Hazel makes them, she has a pattern, she converts them into the pouch. The pouch is then worn by a human. The joey will jump into the pouch as if the human is now the parent. And inside, I think there's a network of tubes so the kangaroo joey can feed.
And so it's just like a baby sling, really?
Just like a baby sling, yes.
And what satisfaction does that give you to know that you've done something, made some contribution to a really tragic situation?
I think it just... It makes you feel humble that you've actually been able to help, that the company was willing to let the few polo shorts go, and just so happy to have, even if it just saved one animal, it feels like you've done something because you're so far away.
It can make you feel quite desperate.
It does make you feel desperate, yes, it does, because there's nothing you can do, is there? Or you think there's nothing you can do, but then suddenly you find, well, perhaps there is something I can do. And hopefully we did something to help.
Taking action from here in Bowness. Well, Janet Johnson, thank you so much for joining me here this morning. So somewhere, Mike, there'll be a kangaroo joey in an old Windermere Lake Cruises polo top.
And I'm sure they will love it. Thank you, Jenny. Jenny Dennett reporting live from Bowness on Windermere. Well, the other part of this story is the making of the patches. That's done by Hazel Fitzgibbon, who's in Derbyshire. Good morning, Hazel. Where did you get this idea from?
Good morning. It's one of the old Facebook things, I'm afraid. It came up on my social media feed that they wanted people who could do craft work. I just put my name down. I was number 3,000, I think, at that point. And now it numbers like 22,000 people all making things for Australian wildlife.
How many of these pouches have you made then, do you think?
Well, I can... I have no idea in total, but to date there's something like 4 tons of crafted work gone out to Australia by various means. Yeah, I mean, it's been a huge thing. The first one that went out had 3,781 pieces in it.
It's incredible. I mean, for all the good it's doing, I have to ask you, Hazel, is it the most bizarre bit of sewing you've ever done?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was tremendous, really. But the wildlife, I mean, it was coordinated with the wildlife rescuers in Australia, and they have had to do this before on a small basis, but they had patterns for us. So the patterns were transmitted, the requirements for the fabric were transmitted, and, yeah, we just did as we were told, and, yeah, we got these wonderful creations at the end of it.
Sounds fabulous. I mean, what does it mean to you personally to know that what you're doing in this country, in Derbyshire, is providing that home from home for orphan Joeys down under?
Well, it's a lovely feeling that you've done something, but at the same time you're a bit humbled by the fact that you're one of many thousands that have been doing it. I personally have been trying to do it with recycled materials, and that's why Windermere Lake Cruises came into it. And of course I used to work with Janet many, many years ago when I lived up in Cumbria. So that's the link.
Thanks, Hazel. Congratulations on the sterling effort that you and your fellow sewers are doing. Hazel Fitzgibbon, who's been making pouches out of old Windermere Lake Cruises uniforms for those orphaned kangaroo joeys affected by the wildfires in Australia. That's not the only Cumbrian support.